This is NPR Illinois. I'm Jamie Dunn. This week, Illinois Issues takes a look at pregnancy in the workplace. An Illinois law that is just over a year old makes employers provide reasonable accommodations for pregnant workers. The aim is that women don't have to choose between a job and a healthy pregnancy. Amy Meek, an ACLU attorney specializing in reproductive rights, lobbied for the Illinois Pregnancy Fairness Act. She talked about what the act means with Maureen McKinney.
The new law really sets out very clear requirements for how employers are to accommodate these workers and this conversation that they need to have with the worker. Most of them knew that they couldn't discriminate against somebody based on pregnancy, but then the question of if a pregnant worker needs additional accommodations, how to address that. So, for example, a lot of pregnant workers, if you're on your feet all day, you know, may need additional breaks for rest or may need to have a bottle of water with them. And if you're working at a job like a cashier job, for example, it might not be the employer's typical policy to allow employees to sit down during their shift or to have a bottle of water with them.
There's a case of a Chicago Walmart worker who had a miscarriage after her manager rejected her request for light duty. Can you speak to that?
The type of issues that she was having, those are exactly the type of issues that this law is designed to address. The issue of pregnancy accommodations is really most crucial for workers who do manual labor, who do kind of hazardous or strenuous duties, particularly things that involve heavy lifting. And it's also, those are often the jobs, unfortunately, that are lowest paid and where employees may be least likely to know their rights under the law, which is one reason that the Illinois law includes a requirement that employers post a notice informing employees that they do have these rights to pregnancy accommodation. Usually heavy lifting is not the only part of somebody's job.
Did it surprise you at all that there weren't challenges from the Illinois Chamber of Commerce or other business organizations?
One of the things that employers are concerned about is obviously litigation and liability under the law. But one of the things that other states, for example, California passed a law fairly similar to this one, and I believe they found that litigation actually went down, because what a law like this does is it sets out very clearly what the expectations are and what the framework is for having this conversation around accommodations. It also creates a framework that many employers understand already, because it's similar to what they have to do for any employee who has a disability and seeks accommodation. And the law says that employers are not required to do anything for a pregnant employee that's going to be unduly disruptive or unduly expensive.
Do you believe that there's still work to be done on this issue?
Absolutely. We are working to make sure that employers and employees are informed about the law. This law does apply to all employers who have at least one employee. Particularly, we know that smaller employers may be less informed or may be more concerned about what this means for them. And so, you know, we really sought to reach out to workers and to employers to make sure that people are informed about their rights and their obligations. Another aspect that we're seeing more of is issues like accommodations for expressing breast milk, for pumping at work. This is an area that we've seen a lot of women reaching out with questions about how they talk to their employers about asking for these accommodations. Sometimes, you know, not a lot of knowledge on the part of the employer and understanding that this is covered under the pregnancy law.
That was ACLU attorney Amy Meek speaking to Maureen McKinney about the Illinois Pregnancy Fairness Act. The law passed unanimously in the General Assembly, and state business groups did not take a stand on the final bill. To read Maureen McKinney's story that looks at the law's effect over the last year, go to wuis.org.